Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am Jonas Yantan with Evening News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to transfer around 20,000 crore rupees in 9 crore 3 lakh farmers' accounts. Governor Lal Ganesan says folk art and culture are not merely artistic expressions but lifeblood of communities. Deputy Commissioner Dimapu calls on differently abled persons to get registered and avail assistance. An additional Deputy Commissioner of Bukoputo bans dumping of plastics and other waste into Dapu River and its tributaries. Now the news in detail. Union Minister for Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Shivraj Singh Chauhan today said that Prime Minister Narendra Modi will transfer around 20,000 crore rupees in 9 crore 3 lakh farmers' accounts on 18th June under the PM Kisan Samman Nidhi Yojana. He said that he has written a letter to all chief ministers to join the Prime Minister's event on 18th June. Chauhan highlighted that after assuming charge as Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister, he is discussing and working on every important issue related to the welfare of farmers with officials of the ministry. Governor of Nagaland Lal Ganesan said that folk art and culture are not merely artistic expressions but are the lifeblood of our communities, encapsulating our history and values. The governor, who is also the chairman of the Northeast Zone Cultural Center, NEZCC, was speaking at an inauguration of Bharat Ko Jano program at Manan Kentra, Gangtok, in Sikkim yesterday. He said a Bharat Jano program stands as a testament of our nation's unity in diversity, exemplifying the rich and varied cultural traditions that each region proudly nurtures. The governor added that through initiatives like Discover India, we strive to connect border people through culture, a mission that starts with understanding and appreciating the unique cultures within our own borders. He emphasized that in the rapidly modernizing world, it is more important than ever to hold on to our cultural treasures. He said festivals like Bharat Jano provide a platform for artists to showcase their skills, ensuring that these traditions continue to thrive and inspire. It also plays a critical role in fostering unity among our diverse communities, promoting mutual respect and understanding. The governor expressed hope that Bharat Jano program will not only strengthen cultural ties within Northeast region, but also build bridges with other regions across India. Deputy Commissioner Dimapu Dino Jungshi Chang called on differently abled persons to get registered and avail the assistance and benefits that are initiated specially for them. Chang was speaking at the assistance to disabled persons distribution camp for Dimapu and Jumugidima blocks organized by District Disability Rehabilitation Center and Artificial Limbs Manufacturing Corporation and supported by District Administration and National Career Service Center for Differently Abled. He expressed appreciation to the parents for taking the initiative for bringing the children to avail such services and assured assistance from the district administration in all possible ways. Senior specialist in charge of District Disability Rehabilitation Center, Dr. Imli Tamsa Ozikam, informed that the rehabilitation center was revived in 2016 and 15 camps were held at due date in which 1,886 persons with disabilities attended and over 2,420 assistive devices were distributed. A total of 126 persons with disabilities attended the camp and 181 assistive devices were distributed in the camp. Additional Deputy Commissioner Bukoputo has banned dumping of plastics and other waste into Dapu Doyang River and its tributaries. The ADC stated that Bukoputo subdivision, being an upstream settlement through which the Doyang River flows, accumulated plastics and other known biodegradable pollutants are carried downstream by water in Doyang River. In this regard, the district administration appealed to all individuals, organizations, towns and villages under Bugubuto to ensure that the stretch of Dapu River along the subdivision is protected from anthropogenic pollution and avoid littering with plastics and other waste commonly associated with picnics and gatherings along the river banks. The district administration also encouraged and appealed all citizens to act as guardians of natural resources by conscious prevention of river and environmental pollution. It also informed that the government authorities will take action against any individual or group found undertaking ill practices which causes pollution of the Dapu River within Bugubuto subdivision. This news comes to you from Akashvani, Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. As the first parliamentary session of the 18th Lok Sabha is set to begin from 24th of this month, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju today said that government is positively looking forward to work together with all the political parties and members to run the parliament smoothly. Meanwhile, the first session of the Rajya Sabha will commence on 27th of this month. The sessions of both houses will conclude on 3rd of July. The Department of Animal Husbandry and Veterinary Services, Long Lane, conducted a sensitization program on clean meat production and meat-borne diseases yesterday in collaboration with the Medical Department and Long Lane Town Council. Veterinary Surgeon Long Lane Dr. Ao Im Sen Jamie highlighted on sanitation and hygienic management of slaughter areas to ensure clean meat production chain to the consumers. The stakeholders in the meat business were sensitized on the hygienic management of their retail meat shops, which includes maintenance of transport vehicle and equipments. Dr. Ao Im Sen also cautioned the meat handlers on the occupational hazards of contracting infections, zoonotic as well as parasitic diseases through meat if proper personal hygiene and precautions are not followed. Epidemiologist from Medical Department Dr. Lima Sangla Imjin stressed on meat-borne zoonotic and parasitic diseases and how commercial as well as domestic meat handlers at home can be infected with various diseases if hygienic handling and proper cooking of meat is not done. She also stressed on the personal hygiene management and precautionary measures to be followed while handling meat. The program was attended by registered meat stall owners, poultry dealers and fish vendors. BRASA Paradis Secretariat is inviting contractual engagement of technical assistant and junior technical assistant in Akashvani and two Darshan stations in Arunachal Pradesh. The number of technical assistant position is 3 in Doordarshan and 1 in Akashvani, while the number of junior technical assistant is 1 in Akashvani at Davang. The duration of engagement will be 2 years for both categories. Qualifications required for technical assistant is diploma or bachelor degree in radio, telecommunication, electrical, electronics, IT or EC from a recognized university or institute. Qualifications for junior technical assistant is 10 plus 2 pass and ITI in refrigeration and air conditioning, electrical, radio and TV, electrician IT, hardware and networking trade from a recognized institute. Age limit for technical assistant is below 35 years as on date of notification, while it will be below 30 years for junior technical assistant. Preferences will be given to those who had undergone 1 year internship in Akashvani or Doordarshan and possessed knowledge of local language. And now 20 News, here are the headlines again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to transfer around 20,000 crore rupees in 9 crore 3 lakh farmers' accounts. Governor Larkinesson says folk art and culture are not merely artistic expressions but lifeblood of communities. Deputy Commissioner Dimapur calls on differently abled persons to get registered and avail assistance. An additional Deputy Commissioner Bukoputo bans dumping of plastics and other waste into Dapu River and its tributaries. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.